Turn him up.
Bet you. I'd rather okay. you turn me on.
All right. Ooh. Oh. Well, thanks so much, everybody, for listening again. Up your butt.
City.
And around the court. Don't do that.
I'm going to do it in the middle of the plugs. That way you can't edit it out.
Jordan just watched Isle of Dogs. What he's doing.
Watching nothing.
Don't do that. Up your butt around the corner. Thanks. Jordan, we should open with an apology to our listeners. We missed last week, and it's I'm not trying to put the blame on you. It's both of our faults, and we're sorry.
Nah, fuck y'all idiots. No, I'm so sorry. We skipped a week. We were out of town. A lot of stuff going on.
Travel constraints. Yeah. Today, we're actually trying to double up, do a couple recordings, so mm-hmm. that way it doesn't happen again. But thanks so much. As always, we're on social media, at Up Your Butt Pod.
Okay, God, I'm so sorry.
Are you drunk from the World Cup?
I am.
Yeah, you sound less like offensive and more just completely drunk.
I am. I think that's why I was so angry. Anyway, keep going.
UpYourButtPod@gmail.com. Please like, rate, and subscribe.
Download.
We always like. Oh, I forgot. We do have another piece of fan mail to get to.
Oh, yes.
We'll get to that later. But UpYourButtPod@gmail.com. Get after us. We love hearing from you, and we always appreciate a like, a rate, a subscribe, and a review. Leave a review. And
like
then
if you subscribe.
I'm at Really Sam Evans.
Really? Sam Evans?
And with me, as always, is the problematically handled at Juden Huggins. And then you have heard her before. You've heard her since. Our most featured guest on the pod, my one true love, hilarious comedian, beatboxer, mouth DJ,
boots and cats,
Carmen LaGala, at Carmen LaGala.
Hey.
Hi. Hi, Carm. Thanks for coming on the show. I feel like we should just get into Carmen's big news.
Let's do it.
I'm
gonna do it.
Pregnant.
And we are getting rid of it.
It's not yours.
What? Oh, okay, fine. You should have it. It'll be hilarious. All right. Big
that actually reminds me. There's a couple. There's a comedy couple back home who notoriously on the rocks. Cheat on each other,
really?
Like, and they're
that's
together.
So funny to like be a couple who has that reputation,
yeah, right?
And it's just like, oh, just break up.
Yeah, like you're both bad for each other, but they're comics. Oh God, I hope they don't listen because she's pregnant, and then part of me is like, they are not of the same race, but part of me thinks it would be so funny if the baby did come out the same race as the mother, because they're just notoriously not faithful to each other.
Yeah.
So, like, the common trope is that, like, white couple, black baby, mixed baby.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, you cheated on me. But like, what if the baby came out the same race as the mother?
Oh,
like,
sure.
Oh, you cheated on me.
Yeah.
It just made me think of that. All right. I'll see you guys later. I had far too many Angry Orchard cider rosés
at the
bar for him. Yeah. But you.
Rosés.
Rosé. Cider rosé.
Okay. Well, big news. This is going to come out on Wednesday morning, so you're probably hearing it then. If you hear it on Thursday, the next day, I'm really bad at this, and I'm so sorry.
What is time? If you're time traveling back in time, then this will make no sense.
Carmen.
You should also know time because it's your job.
Oh, the change the clocks thing?
Callback to earlier pod. One of Sam's greatest responsibilities at his job is twice a year changing the clocks in his office.
Is that it, guys?
To reflect
you guys
daylight
are fucking assholes.
Time.
You know what? There's no news. Carmen has nothing going on. We're not promoting it. I'm so glad that you guys could get together to fucking enjoy this bullshit. You're both cunts.
Roasted cuck. I'm dabbing right now.
Carmen's going to be on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Yeah!
on Thursday night. So everybody, please tune in, watch it, or I'm sure the next day, you know, you'll probably catch it online. Please watch it. I was lucky enough to go to the recording, and I can verify she crushes it. She kills it. It's really good. And you know it's good because, typical of Carmen LaGalla, once you start saying anything nice about her, she zones out and plays with something instead of being present and accepting a compliment.
Well, this lamp is fun to twist and turn. It's got a fun neck.
So please watch Colbert on Thursday night. You're going to see
11:35 Eastern, 10:35 Central.
I think so.
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I Googled that.
Yeah.
That is so
it's going to be great.
Cool.
And if you're a comic and you're listening to this Thursday night, we're going to be at Phil's Bar in Bushwick on, is it Knickerbocker?
Yeah, 695 Knickerbocker.
Yep. Please come through. We're going to have a little watch party.
Are you going to do the show as well and then do the watch party?
Yes. Do the show, stick around, do a watch party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, hopefully I don't get bumped. You know, it's really will depend, I think, if Denzel Washington goes long.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be weird. Okay, yeah. So if Denzel Washington gets a little talkative.
Hopefully Denzel doesn't turn into Jamie Foxx. I think he did that for somebody.
Oh, really?
I think he bumped.
Yeah.
He bumped Casey, maybe, or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That sounds familiar. I don't remember.
But anyway, sorry.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, but we all love Denzel. There's nothing.
That's true. No, you heard it here first. Carmen hates Denzel Washington.
So many questions, though. So, if you're not familiar, I think we know, right? You definitely know because you were there. And you absolutely know. But the format is that traditionally they used to record the set actually in between during the recording of the show.
Yeah, like as you see the show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It is recorded and the stand-up like comic that is typically at the end.
And then I don't know when they changed it, but you...
Pretty recently. Carmen is part of, I think, the second batch of comics on the Colbert Show to do it like this. They record in batches. Yeah. So she was one of seven?
Seven comics
who recorded all together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so they just do a Friday show that's just a full studio audience, but it's just stand-up, and they're just recording stand-up sets. Yes.
That was it? That was all the audience came for? They stay? So they were there for the...
Yeah, a lot of asterisks that were like, Colbert will not be there.
Really? Oh, okay.
Like, he will turn, and he will be like, next up is Carmen, and he swivels in his chair, but he swivels to nothing. That's not real.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
But that's not for everybody. They still do people directly on the show, but they're trying to move towards batches of people so that they have better audiences. It's cheaper and better insurance for them to just be able to insert it in when they need to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the economization of stand-up. How did you feel about it?
The set?
Yeah.
I don't know. I did it so much for so long.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 5-6 months of prep or whatever. Yeah. So it's kind of like over the set.
Emotionally.
Yeah. You did it a lot because consciously you were doing it? Or you were like, is that a thing where you were like going back and forth with the booker and they're just like, you're like... Like together with the booker, they're helping you craft the set that you're going to end up doing on late night or what?
It's different for everybody. They were pretty hands off with me. And
really?
Yeah. And I changed the jokes a lot. Like I rewrote them almost completely, some of them. Like it was the same like lineup of four jokes, but a lot of the wording got changed. Mm-hmm. I wrote a line the Friday before, like less than a week before, that I used on air. I'm not even sure if it's good because it's not very tested, but I was like, it's better than everything that's come before because nothing was working to tag. Yeah, and they just didn't say anything. I don't remember because I only ran it like 5 or 6 times.
I'm trying to think if I remember. It's in the train joke?
It would have been, no, my dad's third wedding joke. I changed the whole ending of that joke in the weeks before. And they didn't say anything about it. They weren't... Which is so weird. Like, I kept sending them transcripts. I was like, can I say vulva on TV? They just didn't answer me. So I just did it. which is a Sam line. Sam, you wrote the vulva line.
I did. Oh, grazing this woman's.
Yeah, grazing this woman's vulva.
Yeah.
It's a great line. I don't remember. Yeah, just the end of my dad's. I haven't told any of the jokes since. It's been like a month since we taped.
Yeah.
That
was the funniest thing was during it, watching Carmen... From a perspective where she just completely hates the jokes, and not because they're not good, but
you
know,
them so
like,
often,
it's not exciting for you anymore. And since then, I'm like talking to another comedian who is going through the process that she went through.
Oh yeah,
and we were talking, and they were like, "Yeah, I hate these jokes now," and I was like, "Yes, I saw that happen, just stick with it.
Yeah,
don't. Yeah, it's really interesting.
Yeah,
How did it start? What sparked it? Do you think
sparked what?
The process.
You mean, are you trying to ask how did you get it in a roundabout way?
I think so. Fuck. We're all laughing because right before we started recording,
how did you get it is on the board.
Is a question. That's a question that comics ask, and then they ask with like the confidence of like, how did you get that, and how have I not already gotten that?
We also talked about that, about how there's like a
how'd you get it?
Yeah.
Well, and there's like trying to bring it up on the pod, but like I just like the way you worded it.
Yeah.
What do you think sparked?
I'm being so
the
nice.
Whole thing.
Well, and we were talking about how there's a way that some people ask that, and it's like polite or genuinely curious. And then there's other comics who will just be like, "What'd you do? How'd you get that? Huh?" And you can like smell the bloodlust.
Like they're upset they haven't already gotten it.
Yeah.
It's weird. We have this whole community of people. No one, because I'm happy answering that question. And there is, it's so hard to ask it without coming off as somebody who's just like, how about how, because it is, that's at the root of it. You want to know how they got it so you can sort of better paint a picture of how you can maybe get something like that in the future.
It
makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's so
well, and you
weird
had,
that we're so closed off about it. I'm
you
happy
had
to
said
answer.
Too that some people asked and in like a rude way, and your answer, which is true, was just like, I don't know, I'm good at comedy and I worked really hard at it.
I did hit a couple people. I was like, I worked so hard for 8 years and I sacrificed everything.
Oh my God.
And
yeah.
then, yeah. That yeah, was, yeah. But
I
it's
think
a
what
combination.
I was, not necessarily how did you get it, but like, what was the first, what do you think sparked somebody reaching out? Did somebody reach out to you?
Yes, I was seen. This is like the way that I had never, because I was like, this is such a hack thing that this will never happen. Mm. Somebody, the booker saw me at a show, at a bar show in Brooklyn, where you would least expect it, really. She was there helping somebody who had already gotten the spot on the show. And it was a place I felt very comfortable, but sometimes the show doesn't have a big audience, and that was the case this night. And they'll throw me up first and just be like, "Can you just go do first or whatever?"
Break the ice.
And I'm like, "Yeah, of course, I don't care."
Yeah.
And I did a couple older jokes, but mostly like brand new stuff, including a joke about the train that was maybe 2 weeks old, and I was gonna throw it out.
Yeah, because it was after we had gotten. Because you were doing that joke because we took the train for Christmas to Vermont.
Yeah. And it was, and then like I had a lot of jokes about Sam. I had some jokes about Sam that were like sex jokes. They couldn't, you know, wouldn't have even been clean enough.
Yeah.
And I just remember I sat back down and then I got, and it was fun. It was really fun. It was a small crowd, but they were like lively.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sat down and then I got like a Twitter DM. I don't know if I'm like allowed to say that now that I'm saying it. I'm like, am I supposed to? I got a Twitter DM from the booker who was.
Did
like,
you know that they were in the audience?
No, no.
Oh,
I think
wow.
I would have lost my mind.
I think
that's a key point too. Is that I don't know. You're always so it's. I guess what I mean is like you know we always like.
Can
I be honest with you? So many of those are cum tissues. Oh, you don't want to touch them.
Yeah, that's
this
true.
Here's the scene.
Hey, does this room smell like sex?
Jordan was like, I think trying just to sit up, and he accidentally knocked over my trash can.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
And just a comical amount of what I'm pretty positive are almost entirely cum tissues.
I like that this came up organically, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, because Carmen and I did. He's now using the trash can lid to scoop these tissues up.
It's kind of
like I need you to know how funny this is to watch right now.
It is
and
so
I'm
funny.
So mad that this is an audio medium.
I somehow take
and
a
you
picture
can't.
Of this.
Oh, yeah, get a picture of it, Carmen. And then we'll post it
keep
to the Twitter.
I want to do my due diligence to clean up, you know?
Jordan.
Jesus, man. This is a donut wax paper thing. Did you use that to clean up your cum?
These are are so good.
Oh man. Okay, so Carbon got a picture of that, and we'll be sure to post it. Yeah. I can't believe that you're dedicating time. Also, that is a panty liner wrapper that you just picked up and put back in.
Okay.
That's very sweet of you.
Well, I didn't know that you're coming and also on your period, Samuel. I was just trying to do this.
Oh yeah,
to
I'm at
lean.
The end of it. Sam.
Oh yeah.
Is oh, I mean,
Sam is
every
what?
Guy should be.
Oh yeah, Carmen's like finishing up.
And he's totally
I don't really.
Cool.
I have never had an issue with that, but Carmen's like on the back end of her menses, and this morning we had some good old fashioned rough and tumble.
Wow, you did you guys have sex?
Yeah, yeah. And we asked
and
you.
You did some downtown.
Yeah,
at
I
the
did.
End of the.
Well,
the old period,
usually start
no tampon
you did what?
In.
Somewhat.
I start. Usually, we start having sex by me going down on Carmen.
Tight.
Right.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Come
yeah.
on.
I
we
love
both
it.
Know. We're gentlemen.
I love it. We're givers.
Yeah.
We're lovers.
Yeah. You both. Oh.
Yeah. You got to know what you bring to the table.
We've gone down on each other.
Yeah. That's why we're such. It just is like a goof.
That's actually just like a fun goof. You know, just like oh, I get over here.
But anyway, thing. Yeah, we did have on the board also was does the room smell like sex? Because before Jordan got in the room today, I was like, Jordan, sorry, it smells like sex. Wink. We had sex. Wink.
You're like, sorry, does it smell like sex? I'm like, we're not even in your apartment yet. I don't even know what the living room smells like. And you're like, sorry if it smells like sex. Ever heard of it?
You time. Fucking nerd.
But the thing is, though, and I said this before, does it smell like sex or does it smell like sweat? Because it's one of those things where it's like all sex just smells like sweat to me, but not all sweat smells like sex, you know?
Yes.
That's the greatest philosophical question of our time. My apartment smells. Yeah, I think you can make the distinction. It's like sweat plus like cum. Cum's a pretty, you know, when it's cum, like your nose yeah, is like, wait yeah. a minute. Because my roommate's doesn't have a window in his room, and a very strong cum smell when you walk in the door.
Oh God, yeah, yeah.
And it's a hot room. He doesn't have an AC, so it's just
oh,
like
yeah.
A
we were talking about
cum.
That.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, and you were like brutal. Very grossed out. And I was like, in his defense, it's his room. He should be able to jerk off as much as he wants. It's unfortunate that there's no ventilation, but
oh, I know it doesn't go into my room. Yeah. And I would get used to it probably pretty quickly anyway.
It would
I
be like a dick
roaches.
Move if
it's
you
fine.
Went in his room and he just had petri dishes of cum in front of
oh,
a fan.
God.
Just trying to drive you out suddenly.
Or you guys did have central air and then they were just perched up on top in front of the fan, just like sucking in. That makes me want to throw up. I don't know if you guys
fan.
Have ever seen stuff on like Reddit or the internet of just like gross neckbeard dudes who like there was this guy. God, this is gross, man. I was just thinking about it. But it was a guy who would just jerk off and let it hit the wall, the back wall underneath his computer desk. And so then his girlfriend came in one day. They weren't living together. The girlfriend came in and cleaned it up and took pictures of everything. And it was just a cum covered wall underneath like. Desk against the wall, typical like desktop computer setup, but then underneath it's like above fine, and then the camera pans down below and it's disgusting yellow coated.
Ew.
Yeah, yeah,
that's so funny.
That's what I'm thinking of.
And the girlfriend is just like, I guess I'll clean it up and
yeah.
put it on Reddit.
It's so gross to yeah. me. It sits like at the base of my throat and it makes me want to throw
base
up.
Base of my throat.
Not the cum, but
that guy's yellow cum stain sits at the base
God,
of your throat.
I just want to
gargles
throw up.
Right there.
Have you tasted your own cum yet?
No, I have not
you,
tasted it.
What?
Yeah, I knew I needed an ally
I
and here you
do
are.
This. I'm
oh
interested.
This is why I love you.
No. Thank you. I tried mine when I was like 16.
I just feel like it's a natural body curiosity thing.
No.
Yeah.
Jordan and Casey both so far. As everybody's weighed in, they haven't tasted their own cum.
What?
I've never tried caviar, but I'm just kind of like, I don't, you know, I'm good, I think.
All right, we're going
on. You
don't
have to try everything, okay?
You're right.
Yes, you do.
You're right.
No. Somebody else is going right. to eat it.
Also, caviar is the food of the rich. Cum, that's the food of the working man.
But that's my thing is that I understand that and I'm not, you know, if you don't want to, fine by me. I haven't tasted it, you know? So if you don't want to, I get it.
Huh.
Quite egalitarian, I think.
All right, we're getting very far off topic, but I did what you just said about Colbert and the Booker seeing you.
Yeah, this is probably so frustrating for somebody who's listening
yeah,
for
yeah.
this purpose.
Well, I do want
to. Like, how'd she get it? And I get to listen instead of being rude and asking. And we're just like, anyway, tasted your own cum.
But I do want to bring that up again because I think that that's like a key point
tasting your own
pen? Not in like why you got it, but how it works. Like, I don't know. We always like get in like high pressure scenarios, like we're in front of people and we're like, this matters. It means something. And for you, it was like you were just having fun on a show that you do a lot, you know? Yeah. So it was like best case scenario for you is like just being your natural self.
Yeah.
I just think that's key to keep in mind for anybody. Even when you're like auditioning, it's better to just be like, you know what? Fuck it. Just like it have fun.
It's kind of like casting too, where sometimes it's just like, oh, it's also getting lucky. It's like, oh, you fit into the puzzle of what they're building at this moment.
Yeah, yeah.
So a lot of it's like, oh, you might be like fucking hysterical. You've been busting your ass for 12 years. You're not on TV. That sucks. But like, it just sucks that like thing hasn't happened because it just didn't fit into what they were doing at that time.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a lot for a lot of people. It's just like where years and years of work and preparation crosses paths with luck, you know?
Yeah.
I'd be interested to know the percentage of comedians and versus comedians that exist versus comedians that exist and then have done late night or something. Because my suspicion is that it's like a less than 50% at the least, you know, there's so many comics like, I right now I'm in the throes of like maybe won't ever happen for me, and it's like a thing that you kind of have to be okay with, I guess. It's just like you know it's a great tangible goal that we're all working towards, like that or JFL or whatever, and sometimes it's just like you got to be okay with maybe it doesn't happen for you. You know?
You got to like the thing in and of itself.
Yeah,
without
absolutely,
that.
Yeah. It would be a boss move if you quit comedy now, though. If you're just like, well, I did it.
Yeah.
Idiots.
The end.
What about
Bye.
You have this great act and set that you can take on the road with actual legitimate credits, and then you're just like,
I'm going to go to Utah.
I don't need it. I'm done.
I do think about that still. It hasn't like changed anything fundamentally, I think, about the way.
Yeah. What's different now?
Think about myself. You know? I'm like, oh, I'm still a fraud and a fake, and this is nothing.
The imposter syndrome.
The biggest thing between you and like having enough friends now that have like done things like that and gotten what I wanted. It is kind of good for me in a way because I keep seeing people get what I want, and then after they get the thing, they still are like in a place of like, well, I hate my life and everything is terrible. And in a very healthy way, I think I'm kind of trying to emotionally prepare for that and just be like, okay, maybe I should also be worried about figuring out how to be like happy currently, you know? Yeah. I don't know. Sorry. That's a tangent.
No, that was good.
It's true and smart.
Yeah. That was good, but again, we're not here to hear from you, you know? We're trying to hear from Carmen.
You piece of shit.
Have you done Colbert? No. Then I don't want to hear from you. I want to hear from Carmen.
Oh, my favorite bit Sam does, though, is the, like, I'll say something stupid or, like, not very funny, and he'll just be like, oh, Colbert, huh?
Well, and I was saying before this, that bit was used on me by a very funny comic named Matt McLowry, where I just had, like, a shit joke in conversation, and he looked at me and goes, Montreal, huh?
Now, that actually leads me to a question that we haven't talked about, but you've told the story so many times, but kind of two different scenarios of two comics entering two gateways with kind of different experiences. So yours, Carmen, with Colbert late night, but yours with JFL and New Faces.
Yeah.
Because like everybody I've heard from said yours went well. I don't know where I'm going with this, if you even want to talk about it, but
we could talk about it. I've never really talked about it on the pod very much.
Yeah.
If you are listening and you're not a comedian, JFL is like a comedy showcase that they do in Montreal, Canada. And they have a class of new comedians that they take every year called New Faces.
Mm-hmm.
And I got that like 4 years ago. And it's like a good, it's very prestigious, I would say. But for me, that you go up and you just do showcases, and for me, I bombed horrifically bad, and it was very like scarring for me for like a year or two afterwards.
I remember when we first met in 2016. Well, what? So 4 years ago, you did it in 2014.
I did it in the summer of 2014.
So when we met in the summer of 2016, you told me that you were just coming around.
Yeah,
you were like it's
yeah,
been a
truly.
Year.
I
it's
remember that.
Really
I remember
rough.
Talking to you about it, and I remember like that was when I actually had started to feel better about comedy again. And that weekend was such a fun comedy weekend for me that I remember feeling good again. Yeah.
And I totally, I mean, I haven't done neither of these, but I totally get it because I've been, you know, moving to New York has been hard, and I've gone on the road and did some sets, and they've been rough. And then I've had some sets here that have been rough, but I'm just now getting into a point, like, it's been 2 years, I'm just now getting to a point where I'm like, oh, I feel confident, and I'm proud of the material that I'm doing, so I totally get that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It takes a while.
No.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Carmen had just put her mic down.
I was eating ice out of the cup. I didn't want
to
chew.
We brought her on this podcast to promote and celebrate her accomplishments, and at some point she just gave up.
I did. I'm eating ice. You were talking about Montreal. Trump dollar. Montreal.
Anyway, I guess. Do you guys?
How'd you get started in comedy? Coming back around.
Well, I started in Vermont. There wasn't a lot going on back then in there.
Was that before the club?
Yes. Well before the. Way before. The club.
How long?
Wow.
Carmen, you
2010
ran a club briefly.
Briefly, yeah.
What?
Yeah, baby.
Shut up.
A cafe / club. It was it was a cafe that my friend from New York moved to Vermont, had money because he was a attorney general or assistant attorney general or something that.
How are you a friend with an AG?
Vermont's small and we all know each other. It's actually true. So he came back, started doing comedy, and then was just like, I'm just gonna buy this cafe, do you want to run it? And then we named it Levity because we didn't know that there was a thing called Levity Live. They never gave us a cease and desist.
Oh yeah,
why would they?
Yeah, because there is a club in Nyack, I
mm-hmm,
believe.
Mm-hmm.
yeah
nobody cared because I think because it was so small,
right,
and like
right.
Nothing was happening there. I mean, we were just like, wow, we got this person from this state who's been doing comedy for 3 years. And like, that was so impressive to us that anyone would be that far along. it was like, we knew nothing. And we just kind of ran that for a year and a half. And it was just losing so much money.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
And the landlord charged us a stupid amount of rent, like disrespectful.
Really?
Yeah. So... And it was like a stupid little, it sucked. We broke fire code a lot just to kind of try to make any ends meet. And it just tumbled to the ground, but it was great. While it lasted, it was like incredible. And we didn't know what we had. We're like, ugh, I can't believe only 40 people came. It was like the best.
How many people did the room seat?
40.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But we'd sometimes cram 50, 60 in.
Yeah. I feel like.
Which is illegal.
People do that.
Yeah.
All the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like most comedy club, like if you're a comedy club and you have like a big headliner come mm-hmm. in, you're fucking jamming seats.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Carmen started
In Vermont.
Essentially when there was no scene there, right?
Yeah. There were like, there's a handful of people doing it. I took a class because I was the only, there were like, I don't think there were any
open
mics.
Oh my God. I'm done, actually.
I didn't know that that's where you were coming from. And I think Jordan and I can both say we're disgusted.
The class was great because it was what I would now describe as a series of very supportive open mics.
Did you take it at a comedy club?
No. It was like there was no comedy club there. It was a woman, my good friend Josie Levitt, who still does comedy in Vermont, and she's been doing comedy for a really long time, and she's great, and she was so supportive, so nice to me, and it was like she would just like kind of throw us up there. It was like the perfect way to get people. I don't know what people think
Josie's
classes are, or what they or what classes are like here, because I don't know what those experiences are.
Yeah.
But for me, it was like super helpful because I like to be. To have it in that setting because it was like, oh, well, I paid for this, so I'm going to show up and do it because it was so terrifying to me for so long.
Yeah.
Like, I still get scared on stage. I'm still nervous and anxious a lot. People don't really, I think, know that.
Yeah.
I still get crazy.
Back home?
Sometimes.
Oh, sorry, I cut you off.
No, that's all. I was just repeating the same thing in a different word.
back home, there was like, it's crazy. So... First, back home in Charlotte, there are two very different paths that you can take to start comedy. And there is, I'm just going to start doing comedy at an open mic and suffer. Or you start out at the Comedy Zone Comedy School. And it's crazy how much it mattered, because the Charlotte scene is terrible, and like the comics from there don't matter. You know, like it's just I'm still plugged into the scene via the Facebook group and stuff, but it's just like, you know, it's just a small local scene, and then everybody's like, I'm the next big thing, and then you just have no idea because it's at such a small level. But I always held this like weird like respect for myself. It's so this like cockiness, because it's like, oh, I started at just an open mic.
Yeah.
And I didn't take the school. But one of my greatest friends in comedy did the class. And then, you know, and so there was me and then like a handful of others that started together. And we just suffered through open mics together. And then sure enough, it would be like every 3 months, there'd be like a new wave of open micers that would start. And, you know, of 15 that started, a good 5 or 6 or 7 would be from the comedy school. And you could tell, because they would be a little bit more polished, but they would also be like pretty like clubby and hacky, you know, whereas the other open micers were just plain bad, and they were all just like Bill Hicks interpreter or like impersonators and stuff. And so but one of my good best friends in comedy, Jason Allen King, he took the class, and then him and his girlfriend took it, and then they started coming out, and we like hated him for a little bit, but then he still does it and he's great. And he was just like, if I hadn't taken the class, if I hadn't paid for it, then I probably, you know, he's like, I needed that motivation and self-drive to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. So this is weird elitism about.
Yeah. Think, people get really shitty about people take classes. I think it's just like one of those, it's cool to hate that, you know, like it's cool to hate Amy Schumer and stuff. And you're like, no, sit down and think about why you hate Amy Schumer. Right, and then it like, you get down to a level where the person's like, I don't, it's just everybody does. And I thought it would be fun to hate them.
Yeah. I got to think about my likes and dislikes.
That's my big thing, comics, like hating like a superstar comic. And I'm like, those people aren't in your way. You get that, right? Yeah.
Or like Dane Cook. And you're like, I don't know, I loved his stuff coming up. It was a big deal for somebody to get that big in comedy.
Yeah. I feel like if you're in our age group and you say you didn't enjoy Dane Cook at some point, you're like lying.
You're a liar.
At least a little bit.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Vicious in the Round, or
Vicious Circle?
Vicious Circle.
Yeah.
And when he performed in the Round, it was so good.
Yeah.
Also, I never thought of it that way. It's just like somebody getting that big, like Kevin Hart getting huge at comedy, is good for comedy. Right? Like,
absolutely.
It pushes the whole scene into the spotlight.
Yeah. What do you guys think of, like, I've heard only, I have the opposite opinion of everybody with Netflix, where people are like, oh, it's oversaturating. I think it's the opposite. I think put as many things out there as possible, because then you have this, people, it's going to be on the forefront of people's minds.
You think it's oversaturating?
No, yeah, I think it.
Really?
Yeah, I really do. I think people will get sick of it. Also, I just think...
No, I think they'll they'll consume more of it. It'll become a thing.
No. I mean, I don't want to, like, call people out, but, like, a huge chunk of, like, the shit that Netflix is putting out is very bad. Or it's, like, aggressively mediocre.
Okay.
And I keep thinking, if I was, like, a regular... it's... To me, it's like they're turning comedy into, like, a thrift shop, where maybe if people really have a passion as like comedy enjoyers, they'll search for like diamonds in the rough, but that shouldn't be what it's like, right? It shouldn't be like, oh yeah, most of this is shit, but this one guy,
you have to wade through it.
Yeah. There's so much bad comedy on Netflix. Like,
I
kind of
agree with that, but then also it's why can't it be that way? Because everything else is that way. Television shows are that way. You know, we have to wade through TV shows and music. Like, you know, it's like if a lot of underqualified people are getting paid for it, then on a whole, I mean, that doesn't sound good when I say that, but if there's a lot of unqualified comedians getting specials and getting paid for it, that means on the whole, more comics are getting paid. Then it's like, I get, you know, I don't know, there is this word elitism, but I agree with you on everything. Like the hour Netflix stuff, a lot of it has been subpar, but I am a huge fan of the 15-minute ones, all the half hour ones stellar.
I don't think I like the half hour ones.
They were great. And the 15-minute ones, the comedy lineup, those were so good. And to me that's the perfect medium. And I think maybe Netflix is like, maybe they've known for a while that it's like, these hours aren't good, people aren't watching them, what's a better format for us to put it in, you know?
I think that was the overwhelming sense, is that people turn off But also, that is another thing, and not, I agree with you that, like, the half hours and the 15 minutes are largely a much better quality mm-hmm. than, like, these 52 in a year hour-long specials they put out. But I would say that, like, people, yeah, I would expect people to turn a lot of those specials off after 15 minutes.
Yeah.
They're
I mean, not good.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Might be more likely to, it just want it to be like no press is bad press and it's all advertising. Mm-hmm. Like the more it's like out there, the more it occurs to people when they go out at night. Oh, what should we do tonight? Maybe we'll go watch live comedy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's my hope, is that it becomes something as prevalent as like a sitcom. Kind of just like it'll occur to people.
Yeah. Right, it's even
a thing.
Because
right now, there are just still so many people who, like, you go to any show here in New York City, and, like, half the people in the audience have never seen comedy before. They don't know how to act. They're stupid. I mean, a lot of people are stupid, so maybe those specials are appealing to them. A lot of America is dumb. If you travel, I mean, we've all been, like, out to the Midwest, and we're like, oh, hey, yeah, Trump's going to get elected again, because America is very, very stupid on the whole. We just live in New York City, where a lot of people are...
That's
smart.
True. Yeah. Also, when you talk
we're
to like
than you.
When you talk to like your family members or like friends of friends, and they find out you do comedy, they'll always be like, "Have you heard of blank?" And 9 times out of 10, who they say, you're just like, "Fucking yeah, I have." And they're really bad,
it's like hack shit.
You know?
Oh,
like
the puppet guy. It's always either Jeff Dunham
or it's like somebody who's been
racist.
A superstar for decades. It'll be have you heard of Seinfeld or Larry the Cable Guy or Jeff Dunham? You know,
You're like, oh yeah, Seinfeld. Didn't he come back and ironically do a set recently? Because he hasn't been for 45, whatever it is.
Yeah. Schumer's in that realm now. Amy Schumer.
People still haven't even heard of Amy Schumer though. I don't know.
It's crazy. It is like the rest of the country outside of like the bubbles, the comedy bubbles, like L.A. or New York, or, you know, what, 7 to 10 years behind on comedy almost. Maybe not that much, but like 5 to 7 years behind. Of just like we know about all these great comics who like are huge to us right now, who are getting sitcoms and stuff like that. You know, like I love Gerard Carmichael, and he had the show and all that stuff. Carmichael's show, the sitcom and everything. But like, he's not a household name, but he is he's a superstar amongst comics, I think. Mm-hmm. But if you were to ask the layman, they wouldn't know. So it's weird because the rest of the country is like, you know, several years behind.
Yeah.
But I think that's how it is with any medium, you know. It's just like if you're actively going to shows and stuff. Also, another point about the oversaturation of comedy. Are we getting to a point where there is a heavy, like there is a lot of saturation and there is a lot of comedy right now? Or are we just replacing, you know, previously produced shows that don't exist anymore? Because HBO used to put out showcases of 5 to 10 minutes, you know, they used to
that's
put
true.
Out half hours.
Yeah.
Old, like 80s, 90s. Like
yeah,
all
that's
those.
True.
Like you can get on HBO now. And look at old half hours and showcases and like Def Jam and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And those were, you know, 5 to 10 minute sets or half hours. So like,
that's true.
But then, you know, then the comedy bubble, you know, in the late '90s burst, and then they didn't do anything for, you know, 5 to 10 years. And then just starting back in, you know, 2010 or 12 or 14 or whatever, they started picking it back up. So
also entertainment has changed. I will say that, like, it seems like a lot of people that get things like specials and whatnot, some people get it because they have like cultivated a following,
right?
Like independent of TV and stuff like that. Like when you talk about like podcasts, blogs, like everything, there's web series. People like will come into these specials having gotten a, like the obvious one that we could talk about is like Rob Delaney, right? He got
late night
sets.
Yeah.
And I'm not here to shit on Rob Delaney or anything like that.
It was a subpar special, but it was is it the only one he's put out?
Yeah. But he, well, and now he has like a show and stuff. But the thing is, everything he's gotten, he's come into having built up his own audience.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So.
There's a guy from Charlotte, actually, who his whole thing is like he says he's from Concord, which is like repping, I don't know, Forest Hills. If you live in New York City, it's that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And but Ryan Davis, really funny guy, and I think he says he started about 5 or 6 years ago, which puts him the same amount of time into comedy as me. I think he's been in a lot more. If he's been lying or whatever, I don't really care. But the issue, I mean, it doesn't even matter because he's super funny. And he was on the most recent installment of Def Jam.
Oh, cool.
So he got an HBO credit and Def Jam credit. Mm-hmm. But that's his thing. He blew up with those side-by-side videos of him making commentary about other things. And his first one that blew up, so if you like the Instagram Discover videos like that, just mm-hmm. somebody making commentary.
Yeah.
I mean, his first million plus view video was about how Odell Beckham Jr. was in a hot tub. And he's like, okay, maybe this dude's gay, you know, like, and it was like, I mean, it's over like 10 million views now, but he started with that. And he was open micing at the time in Charlotte. So we were seeing each other around. And then he did like a million views. And then he's been on the road ever since.
That's so crazy.
He headlined Caroline's a couple weeks ago. And
really?
Back in a couple months. Yeah.
Jeez.
That's upsetting. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he's great. But whenever somebody gets something through social media.
Yeah. He is legitimately funny.
Yeah,
and
that's good.
Enjoy him. And
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he can definitely bring down the house.
No, we're all fucking happy for him. okay, let's... I don't want to, like, cut off, like, comedy discussion, but we do actually have a lot of other shit to get to.
We've done a good job, I think, thus far in the 24 episodes of not talking about too much comedy.
Yeah.
But does this room smell like sex?
All right.
It is,
let's cite
Jordan. Does this smell like completely mutual, consensual, really loving sex to you?
Yeah, where both people came. Colbert.
I'm getting hints of missionary.
You're getting the wrong hints.
Cowgirl and
we just did one position today, and it's great. We did a little side
nuts
by
to butts.
Colbert
side by each.
You're taking a lot of stuff off the
board. There we go. All right. Let's save that. Maybe we'll get to it. But we do have like a lot of like fun questionnaire debate type
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. Oh. We get that you did Colbert, but we're here for one thing only.
And that is stupid conversations and debates, mostly about food, but other stuff. This came up last night. Now I'm going to do my best to explain what I mean verbally, but I'll use Carmen's backpack to show to her. Carmen, what would you call this pocket on your backpack? Now, before you answer, I'm going to explain to everybody. I am talking about the smallest pocket that is furthest from where the shoulder straps are.
Yes.
That's the pocket. Normally, I put my phone charger in there. If I put my wallet in there on like when I'm at the beach, that's the pocket.
Yeah. The smallest pocket
furthest away from the shoulder straps.
As you're wearing it, it's the furthest away from you. We're now, doing our best to not use directions, but
okay. What do you call this
pocket?
What
would you call that pocket?
My koala baby.
No.
I call it the front pocket.
Yes! You call it the front pocket?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
No,
now listen, I still think I have a solid point, okay?
I mean, yeah, you can have a solid point, but you're wrong about
it.
I call it the back pocket.
Because if your backpack
this
is...
This is why we miscommunicate about where stuff is on your back.
If your backpack is on, as it should be, as it's worn, then it is the back pocket. It's the furthest pocket back.
No, because it's against your back, so the furthest part from your back would
it's
be the front.
It's not against your
pocket.
Back.
The backpack's against your back. So the back is the back that touches your back.
Yes.
Back of the backpack touches your back.
It's a mirror image. It's
a double negative, you're saying?
No. What?
Then what do you call the big pocket?
The big pocket.
The big pocket.
So it's the big pocket and the front pocket?
Yes. Yeah.
That's so stupid, guys.
The main
little pocket and front pocket are synonymous with each other. Then there's middle pocket, back pocket.
Yeah, I usually say small pocket or little pocket.
Small pocket.
But I do think back pocket would
it's
also be more correct than front pocket.
The front.
It's not in the front.
It is in the front.
It's not in the front.
Sorry, but it's a direct translation.
Sam, which one's the front of the backpack and which part's the back of the backpack?
I would say that I see what you're saying, but you're saying it in a situation where it's not being worn. You're just holding up the backpack.
If you're wearing what if you're wearing it on the front of your body? What then?
Then you're an idiot.
No. Sometimes it's more comfortable.
Then you're a tourist
like a front wear.
In New York City.
God, of course you do.
I'll do a front wear.
You guys win that, but I'm just saying that I'm not stupid for saying the back pocket.
Disagree. Hell yeah.
And it's also like confusing because you're saying the front pocket and the big pocket, which are not like opposite terms. You know what I mean?
It's, first of all, it's not confusing. Second of all, it is confusing if you referred to the backpack directionally like you do. Ugh. And nobody does that.
Yeah,
so it's only
like everybody should.
You. Nobody does that. And so it's only confusing to you.
All right. Well, if you are as angry about
this
debate.
Stage right, stage left type deal, you know?
If you're as angry about this debate as I am, please tweet at us about what you would call the small pocket.
What would you call
on your backpack?
The front pocket.
Would you call it the front pocket, or
would you
call it the back pocket?
Be wrong and call it the back pocket.
I get you know.
And
what?
Also, what do you call the big pocket?
The big pocket.
Yeah.
You call it the big pocket. The main pocket. That's what I would also call it.
The main pocket.
The main one. Mm. It's like you can because I've got a JanSport, only two pockets.
Yeah, of course you have a fucking JanSport, you hipster piece of trash.
Mine's an LL Bean.
You're so sad because you know that you're wrong.
You know you have all. All right. Debate number one is off the board.
I just want to revel in it, though, how wrong you are.
Yeah. I'm not wrong, though. Like, maybe, perhaps I'm not with the consensus.
I mean,
but
I get what you're saying is, like, when you're wearing
yeah, exactly.
it,
you
it's
get
a part
what I'm
of
saying.
You. So technically, the front of you is the front, and then the back touching your back is the middle of the backpack. I don't get it. I explain it. I do not understand anything that you're saying. It's an extension of me, and the front pocket is the front, and blah, blah, blah.
And you're not even, pocket. Even when you're making fun of me, you're not agreeing with me. You're like, the front pocket is the front. That's exactly not what I'm saying.
I can't. Yeah, you're right. It's so wrong, and so such a foreign concept to me.
I hate this because
it.
We're about to launch into the guest questionnaire, and I also know that she is going to be a total fucking asshole and agree with you about all of these stupid. I'm so mad right now.
I love it.
It's only because Jordan's correct about all
these
things.
Oh, because Jordan's correct about
it. Oatmeal raisin cookies are delicious.
Oh, yeah? Did Jordan make the room stink of sex this morning? No, he didn't, all right? So shut up, Carmen. Congrats on your TV appearance, you dickhead. All right. Next debate question. And this is really more of a yes, less of a yes or no, and more of a... And I honestly don't think that I can answer this one. It's too hard. It's like choosing which one of my children would live, you know? It's a real Sophie's choice of dairy, if you will.
Sophie's choice. I don't actually get that. What is Sophie's choice?
Did you ever see the movie Sophie's Choice?
No.
There's like another storyline in it, really. So this isn't what most of the movie is about, but there's a character, Sophie, who is a Holocaust survivor. And you find out later on in the movie that...
It's not funny at all.
Carmen has been smiling the whole time.
Because I know it's wrong to smile.
It's
that's
a classic.
What makes it funny.
It's a classic Meryl Streep role. Oh, and then in learning more about the character's backstory, Sophie, you find out that during the Holocaust she had she's married and she had two children. And on her way into the camp, like a soldier tries to separate her from her children, and she's like, "No, please, my children." He's like, "Oh, are they so important to you? Okay, choose which one lives."
Ooh.
Yeah. And
Does she choose?
I think she chooses her daughter. I can't
remember. Yeah, good job, Sophie. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I can't remember. No, she might choose her. I can't remember.
Yeah,
it's
he probably
very,
has a better chance of surviving. Than
what do you
daughter.
Do?
That's
is
awful.
One is one clearly older than the other?
No, I think they're the same age or very similar.
That's crazy. That reminds me of.
I'd be like, kill me, Jesus Christ!
I think I would pick the older kid just so I could maybe talk to him and be like, God, that was crazy. Right? You saw. I mean,
the
I almost had no choice.
The younger one's easier to trick, because they probably kill him in front of him. So, ugh.
Yeah.
Well, and then also both children do.
Yeah. Yeah. What a real Sophie's choice, Sam. That your next debate
is. Yeah, I know,
is.
Right? Anyway, apt analogy.
Is that the name?
Pick your
what's the name of the movie. Sophie's Choice.
Sophie's Choice. Yeah.
Oh, what? That wait. Also, that's the is that. If she's not, is that the only choice Sophie has to make in the movie?
Well, that's the other thing. Also, that
should be a whole movie.
That's why I actually think the movie is very stupid, because the rest of the movie is just about two men like kind of fighting over Sophie, and then when you learn her backstory, you're like, okay, this is like crazy petty and doesn't matter at all.
This is the main story here.
Yeah, I can't believe that we haven't talked about this story the whole time.
You just gloss like, over that.
But the rest of the movie is about she like makes it to Brooklyn, and then she has this lover who's like very passionate but crazy jealous, and then there's like this nerdy writer guy who is the narrator of the story.
Ah,
mm-hmm.
So you're like, ooh, which one's Sophie gonna choose?
Yeah,
and they're
and
like,
it's like,
actually, yes. Okay.
Yes, it's so much. Yeah,
Jesus.
I hate the movie for that reason. Yeah.
At one point in the movie, I hope, and it doesn't sound like it's gonna be in there, but I hope she's at a coffee shop and they're just like, would you like cream or milk? And it's just like, it zooms in, it's just like, Sophie's choice.
Wink. But anyway, moving on to our Sophie's Choice.
Sophie's Choice 2, skim or whole?
What? This is our new it's going to join our segment questionnaire, our guest questionnaire. What's your favorite cheese?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Favorite cheese.
You can hear the,
ice cream truck sounds like it's
picking up in the headphones
too.
Oh, is it?
A little bit.
Oh man.
It'll probably go out after I put compression.
It's a very eerie ice cream song. Do you know? It's like
it's the creepiest thing in the world. Oh yeah, you ever heard it at night when nobody's around? It's fucking terrifying.
Yeah, and even the truck isn't there and there's like a little girl wearing a nightgown. Oh my god, do you hear that happens?
LOL. And I never saw my sister again.
Anywho, favorite cheese.
Yeah,
well,
can you pick one, Carmen?
Sophie's choice.
Yes and no. This is, this is going to really reveal my middle class status because...
Cheddar, American.
Middle class.
Yeah, right? Like a sharp cheddar from Vermont. I'm from Vermont. I grew up on sharp cheddar. But also, I love a goat.
Oh, I love the Cabot Vermont cheese. Yeah. Cheddar.
Yeah. A Vermont,
is Cabot
like,
Vermontian?
Sharp.
Vermont?
Yeah.
Vermontish?
Yes.
How do you say it?
Cabot?
Cabot. No,
what is a person from Vermont? A Vermonter?
A Vermont is called a Vermonter.
Vermonter. I'm sorry.
It's called a Vermonter.
Okay.
You're a Vermonter. Yes. So anything wrapped in flannel.
Of Vermont? What is that language?
I want to say it's French.
Algonquin. What?
It sounds French.
No, I don't know. Montpelier's French. Vermont? I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, because
Vermont.
It
sounds French.
It's so close to French Canada.
Mont?
Like
yeah.
Quebec. So.
Like, Vermont.
Like, is like Green Mountain? Is that...
Verdis Montes.
You know what? I think that's absolutely right.
Green Mountain.
Right? Is it Mont?
Oh, I should know this. This is really embarrassing. All
right, I'm going to Google it, but I think he's right because Mont
is right. Because well, I feel like that's even
and it's
Latin.
The Green Mountain State.
Oh,
please
is that
be,
the name of it?
Please be Latin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, keep fill the dead air while I...
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
I am riding such a high right now. I'm guessing that.
God, you're so...
Oh,
you're like extra unbearable today.
Anybody's listening, I knew this at one point. I've just shut up.
I knew it at one point. My name's Cabin.
You just don't think about it when you're in it and you're enjoying the trees.
I know.
Yeah, etymology. The origin of the name Vermont is uncertain, but likely comes from the French Les Verts Monts, meaning the Green Mountains. Thomas Young introduced it in 1777.
How is there any gray area in this? They're like, we don't really know, but clearly it's that.
That's
it could come from
this.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I guess because there's nobody who went on record and been like, this is Vermont and this is why.
Yeah.
Nobody did that.
Carmen, is there anything else you don't know about your home state you want us to teach you?
Oh, my God. State flower. Clover. Fuck you.
Is it the clover?
Yeah.
Oh. Crimson
and clover. And over.
When that's
did you start singing the song and you don't know it?
I was singing actually the Jimmy World cover of it, which is a lot slower than the one you were the original. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, let's get back to topic. Favorite cheese. You're going to go cheddar?
But I also love a goat.
Love a goat.
Favorita. Oh, man. A good goat cheese. I love it.
Yeah, it brings up a point to my debate. I think that it's too hard to choose because there are so many different scenarios and uses for cheese.
Yeah.
I can't pick a favorite one.
You know what I can go ahead and do? And you know what I can go ahead and rule out? Fuck soft cheeses. I'll say it.
Soft, all of them?
I think just all of them. And
really?
Goat's soft.
Is it
goat
soft?
Is a soft cheese. Yeah.
You're
thinking
soft,
of a
thinking
brie.
Like a brie, even camembert.
Camembert.
Fuck those cheeses.
Ooh, I love blue. You're right, but the cheeses you just mentioned suck.
Can I tell you, and I know that you'll agree because I introduced you to this cheese, there's a soft Italian cheese called Taleggio. Maybe my favorite cheese of all time. It's really good. Yeah, it's good. If you're ever eating charcuterie, get it with some Taleggio. If it's on the menu at like a cheese and meat place, it's so good. And it's. Hey, I know what you mean about like brie and camembert. It's so much better than all that stuff.
Okay.
Wait, my favorite cheese is probably Bonshire.
What's Bonshire?
I'm just kidding. I totally made that up. Because you can. You can say anything and it sounds like a cheese.
Yeah. I said this last night.
I love sure cheese.
Sure?
I just said chair, but stop. My girlfriend. It's not. You're right. It's totally right.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, you haven't said what your favorite is yet.
Oh, I'll tell you right now. I used to work at a place in Charlotte called Earl's Grocery.
Oh, that's
and,
right. We talked
and
about this.
At Earl's Grocery, it was like this kind of upscale grocery store, and they also had a short order grill in there. And then as part of the lunch menu, they have the most delicious turkey sandwich I've ever had. And on that turkey sandwich was a smoked Gouda that was heavenly, for lack of a better word.
Mm-hmm,
so favorite cheese of all time, not just smoked Gouda. Earl's Grocery turkey sandwich smoked Gouda.
Nice.
I am constantly, I save the recipe on my phone. So when I go to bodegas and stuff, I'm like, recreate this exact sandwich for me. Mm-hmm. And I measure every sandwich to that
Have
sandwich.
You ever had one that's come close?
Never. No.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. The bread, the wheat bread was perfectly toasted. The butter they used, I think they used like Kerrygold butter. It was
Kerrygold
tomatoes.
Butter.
Oh, it was the most delicious sandwich I've ever had. Mm. And that was a good Gouda. Mm. Smoked Gouda. Mm. I just like smoked Gouda.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, smoked Gouda is incredible. Yeah. Yep. I forgot about that one.
Also, like a good, sorry, I cut you off.
No, it's okay. Keep going.
I do like a good cheddar with like like a chunky, but not chunky. It's got like the, it's like tight, like minuscule chunks in it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, just the way it's processed and fermented. Fermented?
I like cheese when it has like a layer of like a soft green on it. You know?
I like moldy cheese.
I said this last night.
Blue cheese. That's just blue cheese.
Actually, yeah, I know. Yeah.
I said this last night, but I do love, I think for as far as sandwiches go, pepper jack is way up there for me.
I'm Swiss on sandwiches.
Swiss really? Is good. See, Swiss is just too mild for me.
Yeah, I don't want it to come through super.
But you said you like
provolone.
Cheddar.
Provolone. Yes.
Provolone, yeah. Although, and this is what I mean when I say there's too many different uses. If I'm being honest, one of my favorite cheeses is Parmesan, but it's just because of pizza and pasta. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I wouldn't get it on a sandwich, but like it's so good. It's maybe one of the best cheeses. So it's very hard because
what about Romano?
Also Romano. Yeah, Pecorino.
Yeah. I do like Parmesan, shredded Parmesan or like grated Parmesan or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's good for keto because you can do fried chicken
with Parmesan crisp.
With Parmesan crisp, yeah.
Oh, I absolutely know what you mean.
That's really good.
Okay. Well, obviously, so that is like the new question on our guest questionnaire. Mm-hmm. And really, it just kind of opens up a forum of discussion, I think.
Really have a cheese plate one day.
That's a good idea.
I love that. Anyway.
Have you ever had like a sandwich with a trash can on it?
No, you just made that up again.
Yeah, it's just like at the trash can. it's just so fun to.
Trash can. Yeah, yeah.
Just mispronounce anything in the room and it becomes a cheese.
Let's. Trash can.
All right. Do you want to get into the Colbert? Yeah, you got it. Do you want to get into the guest questionnaire?
Yes.
Okay.
God, I hate to do it, but I'm going to pull a Sam. I got to go potty.
What? Oh, yeah. Go for it.
Okay.
Cool.
So quick.
You want to just fill the dead air by going
having
down
sex?
On each other? Oh, man. Are you having fun?
No. Ugh.
Yes, you are.
Jordan. Ugh.
Guys, this is my impression of Carmen earlier today. But I want to be on all the episodes of the podcast.
I do.
I have extended to you an open invitation to come on
I can
whenever
never
you
come
want.
Here.
And you're always busy.
You're always like, we're doing it 2 a.m. on the day that you're doing Colbert.
Yeah, that's
can you
definitely
make it?
When I said it. You know what we haven't talked about that I think is one of the funniest details about you doing Colbert?
What?
And I don't think you'll mind this, but truly, the morning of Colbert, you were like, I got my fucking period.
Oh, my God. I started it. Yes.
Oh, that was so. I felt bad for laughing, but oh, my God. I laughed so hard.
We started getting ready, and then I was like, oh, my God. Are you serious? At least it didn't start like mid-air, you know?
Yeah,
it was like 2.5 hours before taping.
It's pretty funny.
Was it?
Yeah, it was funny.
It explains a couple of the meltdowns the week of.
Yeah, you did have a couple meltdowns. Although I have told people this, and I was truly impressed by the closer it got to time, the more focused you became. And I was really impressed. Mm-hmm. And I've told people this. I felt like in like the last 5 minutes before they came and got you, I kind of got a glimpse of you as a runner. Because you were just focused.
Yes.
And I remember you at one point like went into a corner of your dressing room. Everybody else
like
was there.
Sex in here.
Oh, yeah. We... sat Carmen's twat on.
Yeah. Sam just came.
But you like you just started running your set in your head and were like kind of like
hyper focused.
Not jogging in place, but like you were stepping in place while you were doing it. It was really funny. But
really?
Yeah, it was super interesting.
That's funny.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, that was me as a runner. I was extremely, extremely focused. It was mostly mental for me. I mean, I was in a good place physically, obviously, but a lot of my running success
from
came from my
coming out of your pussy,
ironclad.
Yeah. What?
What's up?
What did you say?
What did you... Oh, yeah. You went down on me, what, the night before? 2 nights before.
The day before.
The day before?
I believe, yes.
The day before Colbert?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got to get it out of the, you know, got to get ready. That's another, that's a preparation thing that we don't talk about. But where do you put sex in relation to
TV? Olympic athletes, they do it all the time, right?
Yeah. The Olympic Village is supposed to be like a nonstop orgy. Trojan goes and just throws out
condoms. Oh, yeah.
Also, like, we so hot dropped this detail while you were in the bathroom, but it was my favorite detail from Carmen doing Colbert. Just because it was funny.
You're going to repeat it for just Jordan?
Yeah. The morning of the morning.
Oh, this.
The morning of the taping, Carmen texted me and she was like, I just got my fucking period.
Really, the day of.
Terrible
timing.
Yeah. I feel funniest, you know, when I'm ovulating about 2 weeks in, you know, like not during my period, like in the time when you're like, you can make babies.
Mm. Yeah.
It makes sense. Like it all scientifically makes sense. It was like just. Not
feeling
my favorite
good,
timing.
You're feeling yourself, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah right. Around my period, I don't feel great.
Should we hit this questionnaire really quick, Carmen?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, question one. What is your preferred mayo-based salad and why?
Oh, my God.
Choose carefully.
Choose carefully.
I feel like I need to know. I can only think of.
Do you want us to list?
Probably that cranberry chicken salad that I just had.
Oh yeah, cranberry chicken salad.
Interesting. Yeah. We'll file that under chicken salad.
Yeah, we'll file it under chicken salad. Yeah. That's a good response.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
What else is there? There's
was it mayo-based?
Tuna macaroni.
Tuna macaroni, potato,
whitefish.
Potato. There's even a ham salad.
Whitefish is delicious.
My favorite egg salad. Love it.
Potato salad.
Potato salad.
Macaroni. Depending on
this
how you
make it.
This is
a tough question because it really depends where I am. If you're at a barbecue, I don't want tuna, but I want macaroni. But if I'm at like
really macaroni
work,
over
I
potato?
Want tuna over
you could,
well,
I,
yeah, or
we haven't said this,
yeah, you're right.
But I feel like you could
potato over
coleslaw because that is a
yes,
mayo-based
that's
salad.
True.
Oh,
that's true.
And I thought of this one recently. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever had it. It's up there for me. Is broccoli salad. You ever had broccoli
yum.
Salad?
Yum.
Delicious.
Very
good.
Allergic to broccoli, but
it's usually like it's mayo-based, but there's like a, I think they add sugar. There's a sweetness.
Raisins
and almonds.
That's so weird that you don't like oatmeal raisin cookies, but you like broccoli raisin mayo salad.
Yeah, right?
You're like, hey, you know oatmeal raisin cookies? Get out the oats and the brown sugar.
Stop.
And the, yeah. Take out all those and the butter.
I was going to try to run the questionnaire without doing
broccoli
oatmeal raisin cookie
nice
question. Because that's the first question, and
gotta,
I skipped over
it.
I thought you were going to call me on it when I said question one.
I forgot
mayo
that was the first
salad.
Question. Yeah, yeah.
All right, here we go. Question two
do we
now,
need a
I
drum
guess.
Roll? We do not.
What cookie is superior and why? Chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin?
Yeah. Oh my God, oatmeal raisin is so good. It has like cinnamon.
Oh, I
chocolate chip cookies
that.
Can have cinnamon. In fact, they do.
No, they do not.
No,
you just you made that up right now.
Some do.
No.
Jordan.
Some.
Traditionally, they
the
do
not. The cookie that I like has some of the elements
not.
Of
Bob
you.
Jordan.
You
I'm a traditionalist.
You know how I know when Sam loses it knows he's
you know what I don't like
argument?
About this?
He starts imitating people on a baby voice.
This episode has been just a war on me.
Let's
it's just
gang
a
up on
continuous
Sam.
Assault on me, and I don't appreciate it.
I don't know what to tell you. Don't have such bad opinions.
Yeah, don't make a questionnaire that's like so easy to answer.
I gave you sex today. You came over here in a bad mood.
I did.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Oh.
I did. Smiling jackass.
The MTA sucks. Yeah. Off the board.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right.
So oatmeal raisin.
Delicious.
Clearly.
Great cookie. Sometimes I'll go out of my way to buy a package of them just to have and just to eat.
Do you like chocolate chip, though?
Yeah, of course.
Of course you
do. You have other favorites?
Jordan, do you not... Wait, let's
for
just
cookies?
Clarify. Do you not like chocolate chip?
I like chocolate chip.
All right.
I do have a couple of others in addition to
oatmeal
raisin.
Point your microphone at your mouth.
That I would...
Thank you.
No. I do have some others that I would rate above chocolate chip in addition to oatmeal raisin.
That and I said that on the previous podcast. I wouldn't agree with that, but that's okay. I understand.
Okay.
But oatmeal raisin first... Holy shit, you
such
guys.
Such a good cookie.
But I will say, what's currently in my house? Chocolate chip.
Yeah.
Chips Ahoy Chewy chocolate
exactly.
chip.
Exactly. Mm. Please?
Because they don't really make like really good stock oatmeal raisin cookies. There's no like...
You know why?
Yeah,
because they know not to waste their time.
That's a great point.
I like gingerbread.
Mm. Gingerbread's
cookies.
Great.
Me too.
Yeah.
Sugar cookies, we've said in the past, are very good. Mm. A snickerdoodle.
That's a good, that's
yeah,
a good too.
Yeah, those are all right. Yeah. Those are good.
What
they're
about
good. I just mean like in the rank of things. I'm not putting them in my top.
You know my favorite.
What's your top three? Sorry.
Oatmeal raisin, gingerbread, and probably like an oatmeal chocolate chip cookie.
Oh,
I can. I'll go for oatmeal chocolate chip. I understand.
Mm-hmm. I just love oats in my cookies. Call me old horse fashioned.
Yeah. You are just a horse of a person. I bet if I got you a salt lick for your birthday, you'd be like, this is the best.
That sounds great. I don't know. My eyes lit up when you said that.
My favorite's actually iced oatmeal. But the shitty ones.
Yeah. Like you've talked about this before.
Yeah.
You and I just realized, too. Sorry to cut.
No, it's okay.
I just realized halfway through, I told myself I was going to be better about this. Melissa listened to the last episode, and she was like, you talk over people a lot.
Really?
Yes. And I was like, that threw me. I was like,
I don't know if that's, that was me trying to talk over you, but you stopped.
Talk over, yeah.
Well, that's, I feel so bad because when I re-listened, because I'll usually re-listen just to make sure the audio's good. I always feel like that is the case with me. I feel like I talk over you way too much. So thank you, Melissa.
Are you finished, man? That's what I'm going to do from now on. How's that, Melissa? Is that better?
That's probably my number one pet peeve in the world is being talked over or like just talking to people and them not being very good socially and understanding converse. Yeah. Ugh.
Danny is here.
I hate that. Danny's here?
Yeah.
Already?
Can we buzz him in?
Yeah, sure. I literally just texted him my address. Did you already send it?
I sent it to him a while ago.
Okay. I can't buzz him in, but I'll just go down and welcome him. And then when we get back, we'll finish up the questionnaire.
How many more questions on this questionnaire?
Two more. Hold on, I'm texting. You know what?
Should we just pause and then edit this out?
We can, yeah. I mean, we don't have to pause. I'll just probably edit it out later. I'll be right back.
Just go downstairs and then, yeah, you can edit this out if it's bad. But are there any questions about Sam you want to know while he's not here?
Still in the room.
No, you're not. Now you are. Now you're not.
It's nice because it doesn't smell like sex.
Yeah, any questions? He makes me call him mommy. I'm just kidding.
I wish you weren't.
I know. I wish I weren't too.
Call me mommy.
Right?
I'm teetering back and forth on, do I want to know, you know, do I want to ask you or do I want to really know? And
about his peen?
Yeah. He's uncircumcised, right?
Yes.
Okay. You're okay with that?
No. You can't even tell when it's hard. That's the thing.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. Which
he
I
did
didn't
tell
know.
Me that.
Yeah.
Do what? Sorry.
Well, I didn't know that like coming up, seeing like hundreds and hundreds
just seeing a plethora of uncut penises, uncut penises.
Yeah, I would say like in my 20s. I mean, I've seen a lot of penises, and I just didn't know that because I was like, oh, I don't think I've been with more than one uncircumcised. It's only because I haven't. I don't know. I wouldn't be able to know because I've seen most of them hard. Am I right? Am I right? Woo! Good for me. But that means I wasn't close to a lot of those penises.
Oh, yeah.
If I never saw them soft, then they was more like a, yeah.
I think it's when you see it soft that you really know that you love or don't love somebody.
Right? That's the moment you know when you're gazing into its sweater eyes.
It's turtleneck.
It's turtleneck.
It's turtleneck. Is he here? Oh, nice.
He's in the El Baño.
So you were telling me about all the penises you've seen.
Oh, so funny. All right. We should finish up this questionnaire, and then we can maybe talk about one other thing.
Okay.
But we don't have to.
Yeah, we don't have to do this last
time. Okay. Question number three.
Sure.
Please list. It is embarrassing how out of breath I am from coming up those stairs.
Oh, stairs.
Do you need a minute?
Like, even when I was super, super fast in college when I ran track and field, could not do stairs, would almost pass up going up two flights of stairs.
You know, that is something that I was really good at from rowing, but that is because it's all quads. Mm. You know?
Is it?
Yeah, because the people don't realize this. When you row, I mean, it is
you're pushing.
It's your arms and your back as well, but the seat slides, and the biggest push in your stroke is from your quads.
Right. That's where you get a lot of your power from.
I had fucking huge quads.
The rowing Sam is rowing.
Hey, buddy, get Danny, in here.
Danny,
he's
sorry
got
about
a great
the
shirt on.
Mess in
it's
my
got
room.
Cockatiels.
Does it smell like anything in here? Does it feel like sex, maybe?
Danny, I apologize for this.
Because that's all we've been doing.
You're going to get embarrassed about the smell now?
In front of Danny, he's a nice guy. You're a fucking monster. All right. We've got next week's guest in the studio currently. But, Carmen.
What am I ranking?
Please list the three traditional breakfast cakes, that is pancakes, waffles, and French toast,
okay,
in order of personal preference and explain why you ordered them as
okay.
Such.
We yes, have because had that Danny is a very
step out for yeah. this, so he doesn't have time to prepare. But it's okay. It's okay.
It is, yeah, because it is a loaded question because there's just so many different ways people prepare.
Yeah.
So I'm going pan, waffle, French. That was a very easy one for me.
Okay. Pan, waffle, okay. French. Just
pan,
the same
waffle,
order
French.
As we presented it
yes.
to you.
Yeah.
Pan, waffle, French.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jordan and I, this is the one question we have that we're in agreement on. Yeah. We go waffle, pan, French.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can see that for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do love the texture. The you know, what do yeah. you do? You yeah. know, they used to make Nike shoes sure. out of a waffle iron or whatever.
For you, correct me if I'm wrong, but it also yes. seems like you love pancakes because that is one of your favorite things that your mother makes
yeah.
for you.
She made them for me growing up. I go over to other people's houses and they make pancakes and I'm like, you're doing this wrong. I would get really upset. If it's made from a box, I hate you.
Oh, your mom does it from scratch?
Yes. And she made them like
mom
really
does everything from
a little
scratch.
Too healthy. Like now that I'm looking back at it, I'm just like, oh, these weren't even pancakes. They were like very, it was like whole wheat flour, buckwheat flour, wheat germ, like the whole, just a bunch of shit like that where you're like,
she's a very health conscious woman.
Yes. Flour.
Yeah.
Knew about kale 10 years
There's
before anyone else.
There's xanthan gum in there.
Yeah, probably. All right.
And real maple syrup is key. I hate
so
pancakes
go
without
pan,
them.
Waffle
French.
Yeah, I do love waffles. Eggo waffles.
Casey went like waffle. What did he go? French.
I can't remember.
Pan waffle or pan French waffle. Something that like made us mad.
Yeah, is anybody going?
Yeah,
French
you know
toast
what?
First.
I think it was pan French waffle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We should keep. We should keep track of it.
We will. I'll double check with Casey, but we'll keep track of everybody's
that we ask. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you right, are pan, waffle, French.
Yes.
How many different combinations can there be? Just three, right? No, there's more than that.
Three
nine?
Times three, right? Is that
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah, I think you're right. Danny, do you know?
Nine is wrong.
Yeah, I think you're right. Nine is too many. I think it's like five or six.
This I remember having this question in math class and being like, this will never come in handy. Now
it would
and
be nine if like free if you could do like pan for one yeah. right but because you have
right,
to order
right.
them
oh
yes right.
Okay mm-hmm. I'm not gonna figure it out right now because
I'm never gonna figure it out. I'm
gonna
look
right.
thoughtful but I'm not gonna be in my head. I'm just gonna be playing with hula hoops and stuff.
Also we can't draw him in right now because he's gonna be in the next he's the next guest but I said nine and then you looked at me you're like nine's too many. But then the number that might be right is only two less than nine. Danny. Anyway.
Danny, heads up. Jordan's in a bit of a mood today. All right. Last question in the guest questionnaire.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Which is better, tacos or burritos, and why?
Oh, wow.
Now, I just want to.
Oh, wow. Now, immediately, I will say,
this.
You are the first person that this has
to
been
deliberate on it.
Even a moment's deliberation. Everybody else has immediately
all right,
been
everybody
on my
send,
side.
Everybody has sent taco immediately, and I'm going to say taco. I'm going to say taco.
Everybody said burrito, but you're going to say taco. I love it.
Really?
Oh, I think
Sam,
burritos.
Your favorite food is tacos.
Oh. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's burrito. Easily.
You have told me your favorite food is taco.
That day,
your favorite food is taco. You told me tacos.
I think currently the only reason that that might be the case, it's not my favorite food, but the only reason it might be the case is because doing Weight Watchers, it's easier to stay healthy doing tacos because if you do a corn tortilla and then just a protein and
you
keep it kind of healthy.
When I said, what was your favorite food? You said tacos.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I definitely did not
yes,
say that.
Yes, you did.
I didn't.
Your favorite food is tacos. It's either yours or
yeah, I hope
or
you're fucking
an ex-boyfriend who's listening right now is like, it was tacos. Mine is tacos.
Oh, probably.
You
yeah.
don't
know. I don't
probably
think so.
Probably Phil, the fucking detective with the Burlington PD.
I think his favorite food is pizza. You know what? I don't really know anything about
I keep
it.
I'm so
happy. To do
I got
bit.
Him a mirror as a present.
So,
I don't really know.
So many food levels.
Shut up, Danny.
God, I fucking.
And then he thought his mom got it for him. That was like a real. I don't know what to get people for gifts, but I really didn't know what to get my ex-boyfriend for. It was his birthday or Christmas, and I got him a mirror.
What's my birthday surprise?
I'm not telling.
Tell me.
No. I'll tell them if
is
you leave.
Is it a surprise party?
No.
Jordan, look at me.
She hasn't told me anything.
Is it a surprise party?
No. I'm 100% out of the loop.
Jeez.
And
can we just have a one-on-one secret date that I will enjoy?
No, it's not
going to
be
enjoy.
It. Yeah, yeah. Oh, great.
We're going to Sephora.
But it's
going to
be some bullshit. Yeah. And then a fun hike.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
Do you want to plug anything else? You have a weekly show.
Oh, I do have a weekly. I have two weekly shows technically. I only
the
show
one that
up
you
for
love
it.
And the one that you're just going through the motions with.
I don't know which one's which that you're referring to, because the Bad News show is actually really good, and I love it because I don't have to do anything for it.
Yeah.
And it's fun. That's every Sunday at Sing Sing Karaoke.
In the East Village. At 7?
7:30. 7:30 is, I will tell you guys, at 7:30. It's advertised as 7, but it starts at 7:30 sharp.
Okay.
It's every Sunday?
Every Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
And then you also have...
Every Thursday.
The Happiest Hour
at Phil's Bar, which is like next to my house.
It's in Bushwick.
I usually can't make it.
Knickerbocker between... Cornelia and Jefferson.
Yes. Yeah, I feel terrible that I'm never there.
And that is like an 8 or 8:30. And if you're around there, if you're a comedian, we are doing a watch party for Carmen's Colbert appearance.
Tomorrow night.
Not tomorrow night, Thursday night.
No.
Yeah, it'll be tomorrow night.
Oh, it will be.
Yeah.
You're so right, and I'm sorry.
Tomorrow night. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Time.
So yeah, if you want to come by there and hang out with us. Mm-hmm. And you want to say anything else? Do you want to apologize to me for really running
your
me through the
your
rain?
Favorite, what's your favorite food? Is it burritos?
No, there's
what
too color many
are your
to choose.
Eyes?
Hey, you don't know me, do you? I know so many things about you. What are my middle names?
Oh God, it's like some, it's like this. It's like Kennedy Baxter.
Samuel Kenneth Baxter.
Well, guys, that's been the pod. I'm in love with a stranger. No, please check out Carmen's appearance, and you can also follow her at Carmen Legala on Twitter, at Carmstagrams on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I've been at Really Sam Evans. Sam Evans. This is at Juden Huggins. Mm-hmm. And also, please do get... we had you know what? Let's answer... a user email on the next episode.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that sounds cool. Good. Yeah. Okay. And then, yeah, please, we're at UpYourButtPod and then UpYourButtPod@gmail.com. Please like, rate, subscribe, tell your friends. And thanks so much, guys. Sorry again for missing a week. Jordan, do you want to say anything?
Later, idiots. Bye, buttheads.
Bye, buttheads. Bye, everybody.